Canada and the European Union will sign a landmark free trade deal tomorrow after a series of key votes in Belgian regional assemblies ended opposition that had threatened to destroy the entire agreement. Stefan Bos reports.
News of a breakthrough came late. The signing ceremony of the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, or CETA, between the European Union and Canada was already cancelled after Belgium's French-speaking region of Wallonia initially vetoed the deal. That meant that a region of some 3.5 million people blocked an agreement between more than 500 million Europeans and 35 million Canadians. Under Belgium's Byzantine constitutional setup, the federal government needs the approval of all regions to sign CETA. However, Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel now says they have agreed on an addendum to the deal, which addresses regional concerns over the rights of farmers and governments. Prime Minister Michel says we have reached an accord within the negotiating committee. We will send the text to the rest of Europe. Wallonia, a staunchly socialist region, had been leading objections, demanding stronger safeguards on labour, environmental and consumer standards. It also wanted more protection for Walloon farmers, who would face new competition from Canadian imports. The changes will still have to be approved by the other 27 EU members. However, Canada's Foreign Minister Stéphane Dion said he was cautiously optimistic that the deal was back on track after 7 years of negotiations and preparations. Speaking in French, he says, once bitten, twice shy, we hope that the Europeans have agreed between themselves, because Canada is ready to sign. He adds, if the news you announced becomes reality, it is excellent news. While critics fear more influence of multinational companies, CETA supporters say the deal will increase trade between the partners by 20%, as the agreement aims to eliminate tariffs on 98% of goods immediately. That would boost the EU economy by $13 billion a year and Canada's by $9 billion. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.